Patrick's Day Parade, about 2 million people expected to line the barricades to watch 150,000 marchers. It's the largest and oldest St. Patrick's Day Parade in the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
What, no weather today?
Nope. We just combobulated. We'll do the weather after.
I'll start talking why don't you bring the weather up. I think weather's kind of important since we're having a wacky pre-spring here. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. Well, Jennifer's busy looking at her emails. That's why she missed the weather. Just want to tell our fans this.
Oh, my goodness. What did I say to you?
Is that incorrect?
Yes, it is.
Am I speaking a falsehood?
You are.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, New Jersey Makers Day is only 1 week away. You're not going to want to miss this fun day for the entire family. We've got all the details. By the way, we'll also have all the details next Monday on WDVR at 3 p.m. We will be speaking, I forget who what's the name of the show is. Maybe we can check out that schedule online. But Sandy Janicek and Marianne Sievers? From North and South County Branch will be on to speak.
No relation to Terrific Tom.
Let's see, Ver. What was I talking about? Oh, they're going to be on WDVR this Monday at 3 p.m. to talk about Maker's Day. But we'll talk about it today also. Believe it or not, Jennifer, spring is here on Monday, which means the Friends of HCL annual book sale is coming. We'll tell you how to donate books to this huge event, huge spring event in Hunterdon County every year. Jennifer says if you're worried that the world might end today, just remember that it's already tomorrow in Australia. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sales, speakers and concerts for kids and adults, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer. Do you have a weather report for us?
You know what? I'm probably hoping it would just go away. The forecast for today is scattered flurries afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 33. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 15. Friday, Sunday, sunny with a high near 37.
How'd you make out with the storm?
I'm not finished the weather.
How far are you going into the future?
Just the weekend. Saturday, snow likely, possibly mixed with rain before 11, then a chance of rain. Chance of precipitation, 60%. And then by Sunday afternoon, the clouds will clear out, and it will be sunny, a high of 42. I did okay, thank you. How about you?
So the weather's not warming up anytime soon. The snow's going to be here a while?
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad snow, Jennifer. I wish we had the 2 feet instead of what we did have, which was the icy, slushy, two-ton snow. And that's the worst kind.
Yes, it was. It's pretty heavy.
Yes, my arms are still sore, but
I can't do things with my fingers because my forearms.
Oh yeah.
Like I can't. I had to put air on my tires this morning, and I was having a horrible time unscrewing my valve stem caps.
Hmm. Got a good workout though.
Oh my goodness, I have slept for the last 3 days.
We have more snow. This is the worst. December, January, February combined weren't as bad as March is so far.
I know. It's been dreadful.
But that's what it is. I think I've suggested on the show in the past that spring or winter is kind of shifting.
Yes, you've mentioned that many times.
So, are you starting to believe me now?
I believe everything you say, Jennifer.
Yeah, right. And by the way, I made you a book plate, and I lost it, Jennifer. I apologize.
I told you I was taking it.
You what?
I told you I was taking it.
You took that book plate?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I spent the whole morning looking for it.
I said I'm taking this. Thank you very much for making it. Yes, honey.
You must have said that to you in your whole mind.
Maybe in my little head I said it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you heard me say I was taking it. I took it. And the book plate was...
What was the book plate for, Jennifer?
The book plate was Joe Kerr, who was a member of the 86th Infantry and part of the Hunger March, had donated a book to the library about the Hunger March. It's a little written about World War II fact. And he donated the book. And there were some pictures on our website.
Very good.
So I wanted a gift plate to honor him.
Very good. Okay, I mentioned that New Jersey Makers Day is next, a week from this Saturday. It's March 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a huge event at the North County and South County Branch Library. This is for ages 6 plus. Let me just read you a few paragraphs about it. Jennifer, think about the last time you fixed something, built, designed, or discovered a better way to accomplish a task. It's fun and it feels good. Libraries across New Jersey will be hosting Makers Day 2017, Saturday, March 25th, to remind us that creativity and ingenuity are a part of us all. More than that, these skills are vital to our economy. Spend a couple hours with us and find a new hobby, connect with someone who holds the same interest as you, or see some new technology in action. The Huntington County Library is excited to be taking part at two of our branch locations, the North County Branch in Clinton and the South County Branch in Lambertville. The North County Branch of Clinton will host local artists, businesses, environmental, and technology clubs who have offered to teach the community on Makers Day. This year, two garden clubs and the Voorhees High School Environmental Club will showcase how to reuse and recycle with projects that are kind to the environment. Returning for the third Makers Day, the RoboStorm 4-H Robotics Club will 3D print name tags, hold the BattleBot competition, and display their technology projects. Reddington Metalworks will guide participants in engraving pendants. The Art Academy, a favorite from last year, will teach foundation oil painting skills to classes of participants ages 14 and older. Library volunteers and staff plan demonstrations of origami making and LED paper flowers. Girl Scouts from Troops 8462 will teach beginning circuitry using Play-Doh and squishy circuit kits. Computer coding and demos of coding for gaming will be available with GameU. For the younger makers, Bricks for Kids will give classes using motorized models. And last but not least, for those old and young who enjoy unstructured fun and creativity, a huge assortment of Legos will be available all day for a community open build. I mean, that sounds like a lot to cram into one day, but they do it very well at North County Branch Library. And not to be
outdone.
Thank you. South County Branch Library will host the Holcomb Jennison Farmstead, who will demonstrate farm technology on Makers Day. Makers Day participants will also have the opportunity to build simple robots and try their hand at bridge building. The fun continues for young builders who can be kept busy with an open Lego build. The staff is excited to help participants learn how to make buttons on the library's button-making machine, and the Redmond Museum is planning a demonstration at the South County Branch as well. So this is Makers Day, New Jersey Makers Day, Saturday, March 25th, for ages 6 and older, but really, it's fun for the entire family. What comments do you have about it?
And there will also be bristle bots, simple robots to clean up spills, and simple circuits with unlikely power sources, including fruit, at the South County Branch Library. And ShopRite of Flemington has donated a lot of the wares and goods that South County Branch needs to build their bridges and to make their bristle bots. And they've also donated food for the presenters so that they can have lunch there and don't have to run out in the middle of the day. So we thank ShopRite of Flemington very much. And all of these events are funded by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Mom, Makers Day is completely funded.
Mom, did you just say?
Makers Day is completely funded.
I thought you said mom.
By the Friends of the
Hunterdon County. Were you talking directly to your mother?
Nope, she's not listening today.
Does she listen? How often does she listen?
Frequently.
Does she really?
It's kind of embarrassing.
Why? Did she give you tips?
No.
Would she ever want to come on the show live?
She didn't even want to walk in the room. She was here one time, and she didn't even want to go back in the room.
Why? She was afraid you'd put her on the air.
No, I think she gets, I don't know. She's weird.
She was never, she's not a good, not comfortable speaking in public? This isn't really speaking in public.
It really is not. It's just doing me talking and hoping someone's listening. And we would like to give a happy birthday shout out to Brody. He's 8 years old today. I know his dad isn't listening anymore, but
Brody, one of our loyal listeners' sons?
Yes. One of our ex-loyal listeners.
So I have to develop some more loyal listeners.
Yes.
How can I get my phone? I have no idea what time it is.
No idea. It's 11.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me tell you about the book sale, the Friends of ACL book sale. We're going to get all this done quick. You have trivia for me today?
I got Bruce trivia.
The Friends of the Hunter D. Kennedy Library Book Sale, an annual spring event that's been happening for well over a decade. It's happening again this year, April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st at the fairgrounds, the 4-H Fairgrounds located in Ringgoes, New Jersey. Hours for the book sale are Saturday will be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., though there is an early bird admission for Friends of the Hunter D. Kennedy Library members. Well, you can pay $20 to get in 2 hours early on Saturday. Of course, I believe it is cheaper actually to join the Friends of the Hunter D. Kennedy Library for a year and be a part of that great group and get in early as well. But the regular hours on Sunday, once again, are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sunday is always half price day at the Friends of the Hunter D. Kennedy Library book sale. The hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Monday is bag day. We'll give you a bag. You pay us $5 and then you fill that bag overflowing with as many books as you can fit in it. The hours for Monday, May 1st, are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and once again, we do provide the bags. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm looking up your schedule for Monday.
Monday for what?
You'll be on WDVR.
Sure.
On Monday at 3 o'clock.
What's the name of the show?
It says, Let's Talk with Jethro Kin.
That can't be it. It's a woman.
I know. So this must be an old schedule. It's 89.7.
Your name is Carrie?
I thought it was, well, I don't remember what it was, but it's 3 to 5 p.m. on, and it's Let's Talk. And it's 89.7 or 96.9 if you're closer to Trenton. That's really old because they have a lot more. And they're also on 90.5 in Easton.
Very good.
So, yeah, their show schedule's a little bit behind.
Back to the book sale.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not even close.
I apologize.
We collect used books for the book sale. That's how we get them to sell. If you have a lot of books you'd like to donate, we have book drives at the South County Branch Park Fairgrounds. There's two dates this year, April 15th and April 22nd, both from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So what you do is load your car up. You can get rid of all those old books. Actually, the donations they look for are hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, books on CD, DVDs, LPs, music, CDs, and video games, and sheet music. So if you have any of that lying around the house and you're looking to clean up a little bit, load it up your car, drive it down to the fairgrounds on either April 15th or April 22nd, and we have people there that will unload the car for you. You can sit there listening to WDVR on your car radio while they unload your car for you. Or if you have smaller amounts of books, you're welcome to just drop them in the lobby of any of our county libraries and we'll make sure they get to the fairgrounds for the general public to purchase on book sale dates. They also are looking for volunteers. The book sale is not possible without the wonderful volunteers. They need you. We need you and keep you busy, Jennifer, they say. Please fill out the volunteer form, which can be found on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a friends page right on the Hunter D. Kennedy Library page, and all the book sale information is there along with the volunteer form. Or you can, let's just say, if you need any information about the book sale itself, about donations, about volunteering, email the friends at hclfriends@gmail.com. And finally, the money raised from the annual book sale benefits the your library and its patrons. Not only is the book sale our main fundraiser, but it's a huge community event. Whether you make a donation, volunteer your time, or buy books, your support is greatly appreciated.
Sorry, I thought you were finished. I don't know why I thought you were finished. I apologize.
It's okay, Jennifer.
I'm completely discombobulated.
That's fine.
I'm more discombobulated.
Just because there's no air in your tires, just throws you off that much?
No, it's that I had to go to three different places and all the air pumps were broken. And I finally went one place and then they said something is cracked and it's going to keep losing air.
So it's the nozzle must be cracked or something.
The sensor that the government requires I put in my tire.
So it's getting a new tire.
No, he said that wouldn't work. He said the sensor's not attached to the... Like, the sensor's in the car, not on the tire.
So the sensor can actually take air out of your tire?
Apparently. I don't know. It made
I'm
sense.
I'm finding that hard to believe.
Me too. This
what
is
what place told you that we shouldn't say that they could
no, because
be a chamber member?
No, because they're really, really good, and they've always been very good to me.
Okay. Let's not...
All right. So let's go to the break and see if maybe we have a commercial from them. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Henry County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunting on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. Business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History on this. Well, it's a real brain freeze there. This time every week, if you're new to the show, I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which is March 16th. In years past, and also some people who may have been born or who have died on March 16th in years past. Let's jump right in, Jennifer. So back to 1621. What happens on this date when Samoset, a Mohegan Indian, visits the settlers of Plymouth Colony?
They invite him to Thanksgiving dinner.
They do. Well, that's a long time planning, Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I don't know what
was
they
Thanksgiving
are.
Dinner, like not really on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
No, that wasn't it.
Okay.
He greets them saying, "Welcome, Englishmen. My name is Samoset," in perfect English.
No.
No?
Really?
Yes.
Where did he learn perfect English?
He learned English from fishermen in Maine. It's the truth. Why are you looking at me like this? I did not make that up. He greets them in perfect English. I do believe it. Well, you have to look it up, Jennifer, if you don't believe it. Jennifer does not believe the first Today in History fact. Let's see if she believes the second one. Let's go to 1945, Jennifer.
Nothing happened in 300 years?
Nothing that interests me. No, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry. 1802. I skipped one. 1802, and I can't skip this one. What was established, Jennifer, and funded on this date in 1802 when Thomas Jefferson signed the Military Peace Establishment Act of 1802? What was established and funded?
The U.S. Army?
It's very close. The military academy at West Point. How did you know that?
I can't skip this.
I was going to give you the Kiko hint, but you didn't need it.
No, that was the Kiko hint. I can't skip this.
Oh, well, that was the hint. Okay, there you go. You're right. So the military academy at West Point was established officially, I guess, on this date in 1802. Here's a follow-up question that Kiko, I'm sure, knows. But see if you know it, Jennifer. Most graduates who graduate from West Point, Jennifer, okay, what is their rank in the Army when they graduate? I'll keep it open and see if Kiko knows. I'm sure he does because he graduated from West Point, so he had this rank.
It would be the
What is your rank when you graduate from West Point?
It would be the lowest commissioned officer.
Captain. Is that supposed to make me happy?
No, captain.
Kiko says today is Founders Day at West Point. I wonder why he's not at West Point. He should be there celebrating.
Kiko, give me a sign.
Ever been up there?
No.
Beautiful. Right on the Hudson River. Absolutely gorgeous.
So my answer is captain, and I know that's wrong.
Okay, let's see if Kiko knows, which I'm sure he is because it's not captain, though.
No, I know it's not captain.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
My phone is, it has not answered yet. All right, let's move on, Jennifer. 1945, what happened in Würzburg, Germany on this date in 1945? Something happened, and it only took 20 minutes.
Oh, no, then that would be.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say one of the camps was freed.
No.
Nope.
90% of the city was destroyed in 20 minutes by British bombers.
Oh, dear.
5,000 people died.
Oh, only 5,000?
Yep. When 90% Würzburg maybe wasn't that big a city.
Apparently.
Okay. Finally, 1995. I didn't have a lot today, Jennifer. What does Mississippi finally do, becoming the last state? Well, I don't know how to phrase this. I'm just very disappointed in the state of Mississippi. I'm actually shocked at this. Mississippi, I'm just going to say what it is. Mississippi formally ratifies in 1995, formally ratifies the 13th Amendment, becoming the last state to approve the abolition of slavery. 1995.
They meant to get around to it.
You got to be kidding me.
They forgot. They thought they had done it.
I don't know what to say about that. Okay, the answer is Kiko must have had to run out. Maybe he forgot he should be up there for Founders Day, and he jumped in his car.
Come on, dead air.
I like dead air. Okay, answer is second lieutenant. You were a second lieutenant if you graduate from West Point. Successfully graduated. So I wonder if Kiko is still a second lieutenant or he raised in rank. I should know that, but I don't. Maybe he'll let me know. Okay, born or died on this date, Jennifer. In 1751, James Madison was born.
He was president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Any idea what number?
Wife was Dolly Madison. What year was it, 1751? Mm. Oh, let's say 10.
10?
Mm-hmm.
4. 1751.
What year was he born? You said he was born in 1751?
Yeah. So, 4th.
All right.
Okay, Kiko's little note about the West Point Founders Day. That is the priority. During World War II, classes were graduated months apart. Some came back after the war to actually finish their degree. Thank you, Kiko. 1926, Jerry Lewis was born.
Jerry Lewis. He's an entertainer, the founder of the telethon.
That's what he's most famous for. Is that what he's most famous for?
Isn't today Grant's birthday?
Who? U.S. Grant?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or Jackson, U.S. Grant?
I have no idea.
Okay, you missed. All right. I thought for sure you'd say that one.
Why? Because you were cheating?
You were looking it up this morning.
You don't know which one? Jerry Lewis, Lewis and Martin, most famous, right? Can you name a movie Jerry Lewis was in?
No.
It's like The Nutty Professor or something?
Yeah, something's goofy.
1941, Chuck Woolery was born.
Oh. He was the original
Why
host.
Why so funny?
Because my friend and I used to sing Chuck is in Love. because he was the original host on Wheel of Fortune with Susie Stafford.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to watch it.
I think he was the original host of Jeopardy, too, wasn't he? Or maybe it was Wheel of Fortune.
No, that was Art Linkletter.
Oh, that's right. So he was the original host of, why did he get, how did he lose the Wheel of Fortune?
I don't know.
Pat Sajak.
Right. And did he do Love Connection or?
Yes. I think he was most famous for that, Love Connection. Plus others. And he was married to some actress, I forget. Joanne somebody? I don't remember. Okay, 1949, Victor Garber was born. Good luck with this one.
No idea?
Victor Garber was actually Daddy Warbucks, is that his name, in Annie? In one of the movie versions of Annie, which was very good. He was Daddy Warbucks, but it was also...
Was it one filmed at Monmouth University?
I don't know. Oh. Who was in the other... Who were the other actors in there? The woman that's on Broadway was the secretary.
Andrea McArdle?
No.
Oh, you mean...
Not the Annie, the secretary that his love interest. I forget her name. But big Broadway star. But Jennifer... what was I getting at? Oh, he's also not more famous, but he's also in probably one of the biggest blockbuster movies of all time. Kind of recent. Probably now I think the second highest grossing movie ever, because I think Avatar overtook it.
I don't know.
You just said it.
Titanic.
Really? He played the shipbuilder in Titanic.
Hmm.
Can you picture him?
Nope.
Okay. 1954, Nancy Wilson was born.
Is she one of the Wilson sisters?
She is. And who were the Wilson sisters?
They're singers.
Good try.
No.
Yeah, they are.
They are. So.
But what's the name of the band they were in?
They're not Heart.
Heart was correct.
Heart.
Don't doubt yourself.
These Dreams.
Yes, very good.
Thank you.
That's a correct answer. 1967, Lauren Graham was born.
Lauren Graham. Boy or girl, Lauren?
Girl, I'm sorry.
Nope.
TV actress, most famously known, probably in movies.
Wait,
too.
Was she in Roseanne? Was she Roseanne's sister?
No.
Oh, that was Laurie something else.
Metcalf. Okay. Lauren Graham was in Gilmore Girls. She played Lorelai Gilmore. She was in the TV show called Parenthood.
I'm a little bit concerned about the amount of Gilmore Girls you've watched in your lifetime.
I've watched a ton of it because Kara and Lori love that show, and some of it's creeped in by osmosis. Have you ever seen that show?
I have not.
Honestly, it's not bad, but I can't get into it like they got into it. The big show now on TV is This Is Us. Have you been watching that?
On what?
On what's like on NBC or something?
No, on what? I don't have TV.
Oh.
I still don't have TV.
You have a computer, don't you? You can stream it on your iTab.
No internet.
On your iPad.
I'd have to go someplace and stream it and hope the Wi-Fi works.
I wonder if there's a library around that you might be able to do it at.
No, our Wi-Fi is probably not robust enough to stream.
You don't think so? I find it hard to believe. What is all this? I can hear noises, Jennifer. Have you got your email open?
No.
I hear... things like emails, or you're getting something. Facebook?
No, I shut it after we did...
Something. Mm. Check your... Something's open on that computer.
Right, keep going.
Okay, finally died on this date in 2016, last year, Jennifer. Frank Sinatra Jr.
Well, he would have been Frank Sinatra's son.
Yes.
He was an entertainer in his own right. I don't know of any song he did on his
no.
own.
No. But what was what else was very famous about Frank Sinatra Jr. when he was in his... maybe 18, 19 years old. He was kidnapped. Why do you look at me like I'm making this up?
Okay.
He got kidnapped.
All right.
And for a ransom. And his father had to pay, I forget what the amount, but paid a ransom for him. Actually, I believe the story goes that Frank Sinatra like had to talk to this guy on a payphone, and he was always worried that he would run out of money, so... For the rest of his life, Frank Sinatra, I think he was even buried with like 10 dimes in his pocket because just from the this episode of getting his son back.
Huh. Okay.
A lot of people kind of thought Sinatra did it on his own because his popularity was waning to get him.
What, like Lindbergh had his own son kidnapped?
Yeah, kind of. Kiko says Andrew Jackson's birthday was yesterday. Why do you love Andrew Jackson so much?
I don't. I just heard it this morning. Thanks, Kiko. Maybe it was yesterday morning, apparently. You know, the alarm goes off in the night, I sleep through it, and stuff streams through my
computer. Andrew Jackson probably was our worst president of all time.
Very smart, Hugo. Yeah, to date.
Well, that completed his term. Why was he so bad? He was with the Indians, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder who as historians think the worst president of all time was.
I don't know. Who do you think, Kiko?
Let's see if Kiko can. Oh, great.
What?
Kiko just told all my friends that I watch a lot of Gilmore Girls.
Yay, Kiko.
So there goes
really
that.
I like you, Kiko. I owe you a drink, Kiko.
So that's today in history. Do you have anything for me over there?
Do you want it now or later? You want to talk about library programs or you want to do Bruce trivia?
Oh, is it almost half time here? It is exactly half time. 11:30 on the dot. Jennifer, I don't have a computer in front of me, so I cannot give you the weather, but it sounds like we're not going to see 50 degrees for at least another 2 weeks. So March came in like a lamb, and it's going out like a lion.
It's going out like a lion. And I feel really bad because I have all these daffodils that were blooming, and I didn't pick them.
Nature is very hardy, Jennifer. They'll be back.
My daffodils, no. No, because bulbs bloom once a season, and they're under about 6 feet of snow right now because somebody shoveled right on top of them.
The county.
No.
I'm sure. You?
My husband.
Oh, really? They'll be back. They'll come to...
Next year.
Nature finds a way. Did you ever watch Jurassic Park? We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Even though the park had only male animals, somehow they found a way to reproduce. Nature finds a way.
I don't know, Kiko. I think his friends need to know a little more than he watches the Gilmore.
But what do you want to talk about with our Huntington County Library? This is the Library Show. It's 11:30. At 12 o'clock, Jim Gannot will change gears and talk about taking care of business. Jim Gannot is the owner of Crown Trophy in town and a very active business owner in the community. Proved by the fact that he has a radio show here on Huntington Chamber Radio.
Well, if you're not doing anything this afternoon, come on over to the headquarters library at 2 o'clock and hear Fred Miller, that pianist, singer, narrator. Talk
Fred
about
Miller, yes.
All over the map, starting in New Jersey, heading west, and circling the globe in song.
Now, Fred Miller, if you've never seen him perform, Fred Miller has been performing at the Huntington County Library for, I'm going to say, almost 25 years.
I would say so.
So think of another artist in residency that has had that long a run.
Well, Billy Joel's coming up on it.
Yeah, Billy Joel's trying to top Fred Miller. Billy Joel at the Garden might be second, but first, for an artist performing at a venue for the longest time, probably in the history of modern music, probably in the history of music period, Jennifer, would be Fred Miller at the Huntington County Library. And if you've never heard him, you got your chance today, Jennifer said, at 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library to hear his show All Over the Map, starting in New Jersey, heading west, and circling the globe in song. So what Fred does is he not only sings the song, but he gives you the backstory about the composers and the songs and about the times in which they were written. Very interesting stuff. That's why I've had him so long, and so it was well attended. Mostly by the senior members of our community, since he goes pretty far back with these tunes. But it's been very popular, hence a quarter of a century of performances for us at the Huntington County Library. And he'll do two more programs in his spring series. He'll do Young at Heart in April. And this is not just at the Huntington County Library, Jennifer. This is also at the North County Branch Library. So there's two performances a month, one for people in the north part of the county and people around Flemington area. And then finally, in May, he'll wind it down with George and Ira Gershwin, the two brothers boasting the most revered name in American popular song. And then he'll be back in the fall. So it's not like he's done one program every 25 years. He's done several.
Dozens.
So, I thought you were turning me off there.
I was turning me off.
Okay.
I hope.
So that's Fred Miller today. And then do we have a movie tonight?
We have a movie tonight, Sully. The story of Chelsea Sullenberger, an American pilot who became a hero after landing his damaged plane on the Hudson River in order to save his flight's passengers and crew. Stars Tom Hanks, Aaron Eckhart, and Laura Linney. That's all I know about that. I did not see it. Did you see it?
I was just thinking about Laura Linney in another movie. I was thinking of a trivia question. What was it? Oh, I got it. Never mind. I can't say it because Kiko might be participating in trivia the next time we do it.
Okay. This Saturday, the North County Branch Summer Winter Concert Series continues.
Oh, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
What are you doing? Are you Irish? You're part Irish.
Half.
You're half Irish? Oh, what are you doing?
I'm still waiting.
Can I meet you out for a drink somewhere?
I'm still waiting to hear if the bishop gave a dispensation for us to eat corned beef. I heard the cardinal did in New York. I heard
do you like corned beef? I bet you can't because it's Lent. It's
right.
Friday.
Exactly, so you can't. But usually the Bishop of Patterson, Bishop Arthur, has given a dispensation for his diocese.
Oh, yes, your dispensation.
Thank you.
You may eat corned beef, Jennifer.
The Archdiocese of the Cardinal of the Archdiocese of New York has given his. I'm waiting to hear.
It's Friday. I thought you're allowed to eat meat on Friday.
You're not allowed to eat meat on Friday.
I thought that was the day you're allowed to.
No, that's the day you don't eat meat on Friday.
Well,
that explains an awful lot in your life, Jim.
I forgot all those rules. I used to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, do it. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it is.
So what are your plans?
I don't know.
You're half Irish.
I am.
We might be going to Lone Eagle in the afternoon. Meet us for a drink.
Okay, what time are you going?
Do I have your text?
Yeah.
I'll text you. Probably like around 3 or so.
I don't know. We might be out in Pennsylvania by then.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Stop by the Dubliners then earlier for a drink.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Are you going to?
I'm thinking.
Okay, we're going to be there.
Okay.
We'll be there like around noon. Are you taking today off, tomorrow off?
I'm leaving at noon.
Nice. Okay, I'll buy you a drink at Dubliners if you show up at noon.
Okay.
Or any time in the early afternoon.
Okay. So what, you're starting in the Dubliner and then you're going back?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm going to Mass at noon and then...
Okay. Are you going to Mass at noon?
Yeah.
Why don't you text me where you're going to be at?
Okay, I will. What are you doing now?
I'm just kind of catching up on Andrew Jackson. Okay.
Why does Kiko think he was such a bad president?
All right, so then anybody that wants to meet the hosts of the library show, they can see us together drinking heavily. That'd be a treat for a lot of our listening audience. Now, I think I'm taking a personal day tomorrow, so...
Right.
Yes. But then we were going to go to Lone Eagle later. Why are you going to Pennsylvania?
Because that's where my friends are.
Tell them to come up here.
Somebody
we're having a big party.
Are you?
Where
are you?
I'll pick Morgan up. Where does she live? I'll bring Morgan up. Lone Eagle. Dubliners and Lone Eagle. I'm telling you exactly my schedule.
Okay.
So there's no confusion about it at all.
How late's the Lone Eagle open?
I have no idea.
How late's it going to be open tomorrow night? But you have to bring your own.
That's up to my friends.
You're bringing your own corned beef sandwiches to the Lone Eagle?
We're going to probably eat at Dubliners, and then we'll probably order food at Lone Eagle. I don't know. Depends on how long we're staying at Lone Eagle.
Who brings food to the Lone Eagle?
I got to get them ready for trivia. Who brings food to Lone Eagle? You can order food. You can sit there and order. They have menus. You order and they'll bring it to you.
That's what I'm asking.
Or you can just bring it in yourself. If you have somewhere you want to stop on the way. Where's the best corned beef in Huntington County?
No.
Do you make it yourself?
My mother does, yeah.
Oh, okay. So your mother makes the best corned beef? Is she Irish from your mother's side or your father's side?
One of each.
Oh, okay. And then what else? What are you, the other half?
Hungarian and Scottish.
Interesting.
The Scottish, we're not completely sure.
Winberry. That sounds like an English name to me.
Well, it's my husband's name. He's Anglo-Irish.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. What am I thinking? So Monaghan. Is that Irish?
Yeah.
Monaghan's Irish?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Thatch isn't, is it? No.
Thatch is English as you get. Blackbeard the Pirate.
Yeah.
But I have a Maguire in my family somewhere. Like my great-grandmother on my mother's side was a Maguire. So that's my Irish claim, but I'm very little Irish.
A lot of my husband's relatives married girls, Irish girls, like Molly's and Bridget's right off the boat in the old St. Patrick's Cathedral downtown in New York City.
So what was your wildest St. Patrick's Day? Tell me. Oh, there's just something came to mind. Was it in New York City?
No, many of them.
Have you gone to the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Many of them involved the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, okay, good. Let's hear it.
But Philadelphia had their St. Patrick's Day on Sunday.
Oh, look at you changing the subject.
Because we went to see the flower show.
Yes.
And there were all these people dressed in green. Did you ever go to the flower show?
No.
You should go.
Boy, I'm going to let you change the subject this time.
Thank you.
What could have happened so bad?
Nothing. That's the thing. It's like I'm not a wild person.
Have you ever gotten drunk with the chamber president?
I think so. Many, many, many years ago.
When you were in high school?
No.
Did he go to Huntington Central?
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in college?
Yeah.
Where were you at? Where'd you go? Or just a dorm party?
No, at my friend's house. Because he went to Seton Hall.
Okay.
Well, it was not followed by a crash, so that's good. I don't hear a crash, just the one.
No, go ahead. So he went to Seton Hall.
I went to Trenton State,
okay.
So no, we used to go to my friend's house. I don't think... We'd go to Lambertville a lot.
And we're in Lambertville. What was a good place to drink back then?
Every place we walked into, it was last call.
What's that mean?
It means they'd see us coming, and it'd be like last
they
call.
Oh, because you're too young?
No, we didn't go out till we were 21, because I had a hard time proving I was 21.
There's ways, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jennifer's not going to play ball with us on this one, unfortunately. I would have told you some embarrassing stories. It didn't even be embarrassing.
That
you went up there and you sang the score to HMS Pinafore in front of the bar. I'm sure that's happened.
That was our sophomore musical, as a matter of fact.
Right, and I know you're a big fan of it, so I bet you got drunk sometime and you were singing that.
I don't think I've ever sung that. I never got so drunk I didn't know what I was doing.
So when you get drunk, Jennifer, do you get, like, happy? Do you get angry? Do you get quiet?
Probably,
how do you get?
Probably quiet and morose.
And morose?
Yeah. Moroser?
Maybe I don't want to drink with you.
I'm not, like, a fun person.
I bet you are. There's like a little window there in the middle before you get drunk. You just had a couple beers? No? Why? Where are we going?
I don't know.
This is the library show, and the library show would like to remind you on St. Patrick's Day and every day, Jennifer, do never drink and drive.
No, and this all started because I was going to talk about celebrate St. Patrick's Day with Nabodok, Broad Scots for not old men. Reimagines traditional music of the British Isle, and it crosses over to the U.S. in new and decidedly untraditional ways, using both acoustic and electric instruments and drawing on influences as diverse as funk, progressive rock, Celtic blues, and classical. Casey Jones will play Degger pipes, whistles, and vocals.
Casey Jones?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Bud Allsouse, bass, flute, and vocals. Glenn Owens, guitar, mandolin, and vocals. And the new member, Mark Stewart, bazooki, fiddle, and vocals. Randy Decker, percussion, harmonica, and vocals. And Wolf Hall, violin and vocals. And this is Saturday afternoon, March 18th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And remember, all our programs are free and open to the public. You can register by calling 730-6135 for the North County Branch Library or 788-1434 for headquarters, or go on to our calendar of events at hclibrary.us and register there.
I was going to say, remember to visit our webpage at hclibrary.us, not just for our events, which is on a big events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage, but info about the book sale, Maker's Day, the outdoor art show and sale, children's programs, friends programs, speakers, services, electronic resources, etc.
Etc. I'm going to talk about two more programs really quickly.
Even put holds on books and DVDs.
Before we go to our last commercial break. Tuesday, we have two programs at the headquarters library. From 2 to 4, we have the VA healthcare session. And this is in conjunction with the volunteer coordinator from Hunterdon Hospice and Hunterdon County Veterans Affairs. You will learn about the VA healthcare system, eligibility and enrollment, pharmacy, long-term care, rural home-based care, and more. Information presented will benefit veterans, family members, and working professionals. That's Tuesday, March 21st from 2 to 4. And on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., Casey Gabriel from the Kessler Rehabilitation will be there at the Headquarters Library to talk about cognitive fitness, exercise for your brain, including lifestyle changes, challenging your brain in ways to promote healthy aging. Casey is a speech pathologist at Kessler Rehab, and she works with a variety of people with neurological diseases. And that's 7 o'clock Tuesday, March 21st. If you want to get your brain out of unfrozen and ready for spring.
Thank you, Jennifer. Why don't we go on to our last group of commercials, and we'll come back with some trivia and information about the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in 10 minutes to take care of business. Do you want to talk about the art show first, or do you want your Springsteen trivia for the day?
Give me some Springsteen trivia.
All right. Do you want average or hard?
Let's try hard. What the heck, Jennifer?
Okay.
I won't remember any of this after tomorrow anyway.
Okay. This is Springsteen All Access for True Springsteen fans. Get ready. Okay.
What's the title of it?
Springsteen All Access. It's 10 trivia questions.
Okay.
Who was Springsteen's manager when he signed to Columbia Records?
Mike Appel.
Who is the drummer playing on the track, title track to Born to Run?
That is Boone Carter.
What was Bruce's first top 10 single on the U.S. Billboard chart?
I'm going to guess Hungry Heart.
Which recording artist listed has not recorded a Springsteen penned song? Donna Summer, Pat Benatar, Tori Amos, or Joan Jett?
I would say Donna Summer, I think, has it. I know Joan Jett has. Who was the second one?
Pat Benatar.
Let's say Pat Benatar.
Who was the man who signed Bruce to Columbia Records?
Hammond.
Okay, John Hammond. What song was not played by Bruce in the concert film No Nukes? Thunder Road, Bad Lane.
No, stop. It's The River.
The River.
Don't give me choices unless I ask for them.
What song is not played? I mean, he has about a
time. Oh, not played at No Nukes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He played The River.
Thunder Road, Bad Lands, The River, or Quarter to Three? See?
Quarter to Three.
Not so easy, Jim Thatch. Who sang a duet with Bruce on the song The River during every show of the Amnesty International Tour in 1988?
Go ahead.
Sting, Yusan Ndor, Tracy Chapman, or Peter Gabriel?
88. what was the song again? Hungry Heart?
No.
The River?
The River.
Tracy Chapman.
What would Bruce say to the crowd during the Born in the USA tour just before launching into Born to Run?
Go ahead.
It ain't quite midnight, a 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's rock. Nobody wins unless everybody wins. Come on, band, we gotta run.
Nobody wins.
What two songs that appear on Born to Run, Born in the USA, were written about Steve Van Zandt?
Bobby Jean. What are my choices with Bobby Jean there?
No Surrender or My Hometown?
No Surrender.
What Springsteen song steals a line from the movie Forrest Gump?
The Springsteen song steals a line from Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Secret Garden, Waiting on a Sunny Day, This Hard Land, or My Best Was Never Good Enough?
Really? We'll see. Waiting on a Sunny Day. What could be This Hard Land? Waiting on a Sunny Day. I think This Hard Land was written earlier.
Indeed, Mike Appel was Springsteen's manager.
Who, actually, they got into a big lawsuit.
He stopped playing music for nearly 3 years to get out of it. The deal was so bad. Ernest Boone Carter was the drummer playing the title track. Only 44 players answered that correctly. Hungry Heart was Bruce's first top single on the Billboard chart. Pat Benatar has not recorded a penned Springsteen song. Amos recorded I'm on Fire. Jet recorded Light of Day. Donna Summer recorded Protection. John Hammond did sign Bruce to Columbia Records. Badlands was not in the film No Nukes. Sting did sing the duet The River in the Amnesty International tour. Nobody wins unless everybody wins was the line just before launching into Born to Run. Bobby Jean and No Surrender were written about Steve Van Zandt, and My Best Was Never Good Enough was the Forrest Gump movie.
My Best Was Never Good Enough?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that from Forrest Gump, do you?
Well, it was a line. I don't know if the title was from it.
Oh. Did you ever see Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Okay.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes left of the library show, and we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale coming up on Saturday, June 10th. Seems like a long way away, but it's not, because we are now accepting local artists who want to participate in the show, and we only accept the first 75 artists who enter, and I believe we're approaching about 20 artists so far, Jennifer. Entry deadline is actually not until June 1st, but like I said, only the first 75 artists entering will be accepted. We accept students between grades 7 to 12, adult amateurs that are 18 and over, and adult professionals are the three categories. The mediums we are accepting are the categories with mediums are oils, acrylics, and tempera are one category. Watercolors and pastels are a second category. Pencil, ink, chalk, and charcoal are the third category. And then mixed media, like collages, etc., are the fourth category. We have two judges that will award cash prizes for best in show and first place in each category. There'll be a public choice award awarded as well, with a cash prize going with that. Ribbons will be awarded for honorable mention in all categories. So here's what we do. We'll give each exhibitor a 4-foot by 8-foot section of a snow fence. They can bring as much artwork as they can fit in that space. The judges will judge their work. They are permitted to sell their work, so they can have prices. And actually, in the past shows, this is, I believe, the 6th or 7th annual art show that we've done. And we used to do it way back, but we discontinued it, and we picked it up again about 7 years ago. A lot of artists do very well selling their artwork, and we have a lot of talented local artists. So once again, this is Saturday, June 10th, between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be music that day provided by the Jugtown Mountain String Band. You're welcome to bring a blanket and a chair if you want to hang out with us under our grove of trees, and it's a great opportunity to meet a lot of these local artists. We'll also have refreshments, the Kona Ice Truck. If you've ever seen that around Huntington County at events, we'll be there. dishing their wares, Jennifer. You look like you want to say something.
Uh-uh, I'm sorry, I was yawning.
Oh, I'm sorry to be boring you. Okay, so once again, this is the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Circle it on the calendar, Saturday, June 10th. If you're an artist, of course, but also if you are a lover of the arts, we'd like to see you there that day. Maybe you find something that someday might be worth millions of dollars. Maybe there's a young Norman Rockwell in this crowd, Jennifer. Maybe there's a Picasso. Could be very possible, Jennifer. Why not?
You know why I'm laughing?
Why?
You know what you sound like?
What?
The principal of Rydell at the end of Grease, where she says, among you men might be a Richard Nixon or a Joe DiMaggio, and among you women might be a Eleanor Roosevelt or Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, yeah, she says that?
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets all teary because
yes.
Everybody's graduating?
Yes.
I wonder, did they ever say what they did? They didn't do a little scroll at the end of the movie saying, you know, how like Animal House did, how they ended up?
Yeah. Oh, it was kind of
who do you
funny,
think would have been the most successful Grease senior there? Who do you think would have gone on to the greatest things, Jennifer?
I don't know. I mean, I would have thought Sandy.
Sandy, okay. That's a good guess. Yeah. Why Sandy?
I don't know, because she was so willing to try anything.
That could get you in trouble, Jennifer.
That could do. But I think she had a good head on her shoulders.
Okay, Sandy. I'm going to go with... I know, sometimes you got to think outside the box. I think Rizzo's going to get her act together and do something.
Yeah. Do something.
All right, we're just about out of time, Jennifer.
Are we really?
Yes.
Well, it's been fun, Jim.
Has it?
Hasn't it? Thank you.
It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
I hope so.
So we're tell our radio audience where you're going to be tomorrow.
Jim Thatch will be at the Dubliner and at the Lone Eagle. I don't know where I'm going to be. I will be at the Dubliner.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, your library, or come in. Your library is always there for you.
You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that.
Well, at least I can.
Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during a radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A judge has just blocked our executive order on travel.
President Trump speaking at a Nashville rally last night about a Hawaii federal judge's ruling that his executive order concerning travel to the U.S. from six Middle Eastern nations still discriminates based on religion. Now a second federal judge, this one in Maryland, has issued a similar ruling. Here's Doug Parrish.
U.S. District Judge Theodore Schwong issued his opinion early this morning suggesting that President Trump's executive order was the realization of a, quote, long-envisioned Muslim ban. The president's executive order was already restrained because of a ruling out of Hawaii on Wednesday. The ruling out of Maryland suspends the portion of the order that keeps citizens of those six countries from being issued visas.
At that rally, the president suggested he'd fight it as high as the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide pre-finished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of pre-finished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Love sports articles, but don't